Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3.
So I was thinking about something. Like, if you get woken up in the middle of the night by a text or a phone call, whose fault is it if you're upset? You know, like if you get woken up and you're like, man, I can't believe they texted me or they called me. Is it your fault for keeping your phone close to you and your notifications on? Or is it the person who sent the text or made the phone call?
I purposefully do not sleep with my phone anywhere near me. It's usually in the living room or the kitchen being charged so that it's ready to go for the next morning and I cannot hear it.
Okay. Well, for me, I keep mine next to my bed and I turn the notifications on at night just for the purpose of, typically text messages don't wake me up. Even if it dings, I sleep through it. But my blood sugar, my continuous glucose monitor is connected to my phone and it alerts me if my blood sugar is going low or if it's going high. So that's why I keep mine close to me.
That's an excellent reason. It's a life-saving measure. I appreciate that.
Well, 50% in this survey, 50% of people say that it's your fault that you got woken up because you didn't turn off the notifications. Mm. 36% of the people blame the person calling or texting you.
Mm.
So I can see it both ways. I mean, I've known people to be upset. Like, I can't believe they, you know, texted or, you know what, I'm thinking, well, turn your notifications off.
Well, and we have a family member who sometimes gets a little confused and calls us in the middle of the night. And that's part of why I started keeping my phone in the other room.
Yeah.
Plus, one of us, DJs are weird and their sleep cycles get all nutty. And sometimes I'll think of something at 11 or 12 o'clock at night and I'll text it to people. But we're all in bed because it's morning time.
Yeah.
For we got to get up and do these morning shows. So,
and not everybody sleeps through a text message like I do.
Right. So I've stopped sending messages late at night if something pops into my head.
Send an email.
That's, except for the occasional person who has their email alerts set to go off.